Senator Mark Kirk joins me, and always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Just fine, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Congratulations on your primary win on Tuesday.
71%. We won all 102 of Illinois' counties.
Should feel very good about that. And now you move on to the race against Tammy Duckworth, who seems like she took the first regular swing at you.
Yeah, I think she, pretty strong Democrat there, wants to bring 200,000 Syrian refugees into the country without being vetted. I think that's not wise.
The current state of testing the system is what and where is it weak?
It's weak because the FBI director, Mr. Comey, has said, who is a great public servant, who said that there's no Syrian jihadi database that the FBI has been able to put together in Syria in the middle of a war. That we can't, since we have no database, we can't vet these people properly.
And in the midst of all of this, the grave concern is not that we don't want to be humane to those who need to leave the horrible situations they're in, but unless the system is strong, we don't know who could get through.
Right. We have had refugees planning jihad when we brought them in. They were Iraqi refugees, actually, that when they came in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I would say, as a military man, ISIS has no air force unless we give it to them. If we bring them straight into the country, then that gets over the logistical problems that they have in operating here. I am for having as many ISIS logistic problems as possible to protect the American people.
We will take many, many opportunities throughout the summer and into the fall to talk about things of this nature. But I thought of you the other day when Putin announced that suddenly Russia is pulling out of Syria. What do you make of that?
You know, I thought that mission, air power against insurgency, is not that effective. I thought with 41 aircraft, he would be disappointed in what was going to happen. And he obviously was trying to be the key power broker in the Middle East, and kind of leaves that flank open with our Israeli allies. And I wish that we hadn't been so weak in Syria. We should have never declared a red line and then ignored it. The president made a critical mistake there.
As we go forward through not just your campaign, but the general campaign, there is a lack of partisanship, or I should say there's a ton of partisanship and a lack of an ability to compromise and work with others the way you and Senator Durbin have demonstrated. Are you optimistic or pessimistic going forward about the state of government in this country?
For me, I have one touchstone, and that's the interest of the state of Illinois. We've been working to bring a huge employer to Illinois called the National Geospatial Agency. It does all the satellite intel, and I feel very lucky to be a senator for Illinois that the two men who run NGA, I work for in the Navy, and I know them well, and I think I'm uniquely placed as an advocate for Illinois to bring this huge employer that just got Air Force Base, which is the biggest employer south of I-80.
As we go forward as well in this bizarre 2016 circumstance, you and I have talked about the Supreme Court nominee situation
right
off and on now for a long time, and you were one of the first people to reference it. Where are you on the president's nominee, and where are you going forward?
Right now, some of the Republicans are not even meeting with the nominee, and I will definitely meet with him. I think we should be open-minded, take the chance to grill the nominee on key constitutional subjects. And the key question that I have is, does he see the Constitution as a living document that can be molded or changed at the whim of a judge? I want to see that it's a Constitution is a Constitution that can't be changed that much.
The thing that's really stunning to me is, and you knew Scalia, I'm sure, but Scalia,
I did not know him.
Well, but certainly he knew his reputation. Scalia was a stark constitutionalist, and the best way to honor Scalia in this case would be to honor the duties of the Constitution as they're written. The Republicans have every power here to hear Garland's case and then decide.
I would just say to my fellow Republicans to man up and, bring this guy and give him hearings. he can't bite you or anything like that. If you don't like what you hear, you can just vote no.
Well said by you. Well said. If people want to know more about the campaign, which website should they go to?
To kirkforsenate.com.
But you should also keep in touch with your senator. I've known Senator Kirk for a long time. He likes hearing from his constituents.
That's right.
He never hides from you. He wants to hear the good news and the bad news going forward.
And the ugly, the good, the bad, the ugly news.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. And next time we talk, we'll go over this presidential contest as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Steve-O.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.